SOP 140, we're going to talk about podcast crashers. We're going to meet one of the members, and I'm going to give you some insights into some of the insane statistics you can get from Google Analytics for free for your WordPress blog on today's School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, where we talk about all things podcasting. From planning your podcast, to producing it, to creating it, to distributing it, to promoting it. All things podcasting right here. SchoolofPodcasting.com is our website. If you'd like to contact me, it's very easy. It's schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call in your comments on the podcastvoicemail.com line at 888-563-3228. Or if you're outside the U.S., try 234-542-0893. Thank you very much for listening. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is there are a couple different services now that are allowing you to podcast live. I think there's Blog Talk Radio. I know there's TalkShoe is probably the most well-known one. And I've been kind of on a phase lately where I keep going to find new podcasts. I always like to consume them. I like to listen to them. I like to just critique them. And what do I like about them? What don't I like about them? Maybe get new ideas for other podcasts that I'm doing. Get ideas for members of the School of Podcasting. I want to keep up with what's going on out there. And I know I do a podcast with Gary Leland, Paul Culligan, and Rob Walsh from, it's called Today in Podcasting, and we used TalkShoe for a while, and unfortunately, the file you get from TalkShoe is what I would call AM quality, AM radio quality. Not very good, and we had people actually said, I can't listen to this anymore because it's just awful. The other thing is, when you have four people on the line, it's very hard to get consistent levels. So you'd have me way back here, and then you'd have Gary way up here. It was just a mess. So the other thing I've noticed about TalkShoe, and I'm not here to bash TalkShoe. I know a lot of people that use it. But here's something I want to point out that you should have ready. If you plan on doing a live podcast, because I actually am going to be doing a live podcast for one of my other podcasts in about a month. And that is when you're live and it's public. You've opened it to the public. That's another thing, because TalkShoe lets you do private podcasts, so if you want to use it for business, things like that. But if you're doing a public podcast, you're inviting everybody and their friends. I've listened to a few podcasts, and they get shanghaied. One was the PodCamp Ohio, where we get together and brainstorm. I haven't been to too many of these, but they're very useful because I can't get to them, and I'm keeping up with the PodCamp Ohio trek as we get ready for PodCamp Ohio. And people will come in to your show, and they'll just start, I don't know, talking about their podcast. So let's say in my case, I'm going to do a podcast for musicians about marketing your music, things like that. And I'd be like somebody coming in and going, yeah, I do a podcast about NASCAR, and I think Tony Stewart's a jerk, but I think Junior's got a chance now with the new team. And I'm going, that's good. Can you tell us about your CD? How are you marketing it? No, because they've just, it's like wedding crashers. It's talk shoe crashers. So my point is, I've heard a few of these, and in almost every case, and I understand why, you want to be a nice guy, because this is a potential listener, but you let them take over the show for long periods of time, to where your actual listener who wants to hear about the actual topic is ready to tune out. So my tip for today is, if you're going to be doing live podcasting, bring your backbone. Because if somebody comes in and says, yeah, can I tell you about my podcast? You might have to say, well, if it pertains to our topic today, which is blah, 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 blah. If not, can you just give us our URL, your URL, and we'll check it out later? Because live shows, you know, if you think about it, listen to any live radio. Most live radio has a call screener, which is where somebody will go, hi. I'll give you an example. I've called the Howard Stern Show before. I call up, they go, hi, what do you want to talk to Howard about? And I'll be like, I want to talk about the fact that he's got the movie rights to the book Brother Sam. Okay. And they'll type that, and it shows up on a screen for Howard, so he can say, oh, there's a guy on the phone that wants to talk about Brother Sam. There's a guy on the phone that wants to talk about this. And the guy, we don't really have that. You have that to a certain extent in TalkShoe, where you can see people's chats. But many times, people are just coming in live. And so you have to be prepared to be very nice and say, you know, I'd love to hear about your podcast, but right now we're talking about so-and-so. So give them a chance to plug, because that's what they want to do. Simply say, can you just tell us the URL and we'll talk about it later? And then let them go, get back on track, and save your listeners from sitting through a sales pitch about, you know, the Poisonous Toad podcast when you're really here to talk about sales and marketing.
School of Podcasting is the best $20 I've ever spent in my life. For $20 a month, I've had unlimited support from the staff at School of Podcasting, and the resources are off the hook. They're great. The roundtables are invaluable, and I don't know that I could have started podcasting without School of Podcasting. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mr. Dewey. Thank you, everybody at School of Podcasting, for your time, for your attention, for helping somebody who had no background in what this is all about to get on the air. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, JR. That is JR Stanley from the Lord Lifted Me Live podcast. You can find that at llmlive.com. Speaking of the members of the School of Podcasting. All right, and now it's time to meet the members, one of the members of the School of Podcasting.com. Today we have Mark Wade from the A1 Artist Spotlight podcast at A1ArtistSpotlight.com. Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Well, it's a music podcast. I play about 10 minutes of an interview and then 20 minutes of the music by the artist. It's just one artist for the entire show. It comes out every Thursday. It's about 30 to 40 minutes, somewhere in there. It's rock and roll and electric blues, a lot more of the electric blues these days. I started off doing email interviews, and as you recall, recently you started showing me how to use Skype to do interviews and how to edit it with some programs you suggested at School of Podcasting. And I've been doing that, and that's worked out really good, doing the phone interviews. I've done Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad. Delaney Brown was talking about when Jimi Hendrix joined his band, and Lillian Axe I've had on the show. I actually did the last interview with Sean Costello before he passed away recently. It's really an enjoyable show. You really get to know what the artist is like and get to hear quite a bit of their music, too.
Excellent. I'm a huge Lillian Axe fan. Why don't you tell us about the equipment that you're using to produce the podcast?
Good question. Let's see. It's a Lexus Multi-Mix 8 USB mixer that I use. I don't really like it. I disconnected the USB and just use RCA cables now to run it into the computer, and that works far better. There's really no need for the USB. I personally don't like the USB. Some people did. The microphone is an Audio Technica. Seems to work okay. I use a program called Levelator on the interview, and it kind of brings my voice down a little and the person I'm interviewing their voice up so that they're a little more levelated. I believe it's Roxy Sound Editor for cutting the interview up into little segments. It makes it easier to deal with when I stick it into Adobe Audition.
Now Adobe Audition, that's like the Cadillac of audio editing. What are your thoughts on Adobe Audition?
The program works good. It's far more than you need, though. It really is. But it's a good program. It does the job, but it's got a lot of bells and whistles that you really don't need for podcasting. And it's pretty much on the expensive side. But like most everything I've ever seen with Adobe, it's excellent.
Yeah, I remember when I downloaded the demo, it's very powerful, but I'm with you. I think there's a little too much there that you'll never, ever use. Now, along the way, have you had any kind of successes or surprises along the way in your podcast journey?
Surprises. Every day is a surprise, it seems like. I guess the biggest surprise was how much time it takes to do a podcast. I'm amazed. I thought I could do a podcast, two little podcasts during the week, and my website, no problem. Well, I've cut back on the two little podcasts, and I've changed the website considerably. It takes a lot of time to do a podcast and make it sound good.
Absolutely. I've always told people, anytime I ever time myself, you know, for 1 minute of podcast, it's 4 minutes of preparation, recording, publishing, things like that. So if you're doing a 20-minute podcast, you're probably putting in at least 80 minutes into that podcast. So what made you want to start a podcast?
What made me get into podcasting? Well, I guess it's because I've always liked talking about music. I've always liked trying to turn people on to music. The music I like to tell them about it. And this just seemed like a natural thing to do for me. I'm not a good talker. I'm definitely not the DJ type of voice at all. But I like talking about music. I like playing music. I was talking to Joe Kubek last night. He was talking about meeting Albert King and some of the stuff he did with Albert King. Week or so before that, I talked to Delaney Bramlett, and he was talking about Albert King. And it's kind of cool just piecing these things together, different people that have met other artists that I've listened to all my life, and finding out more about them. So I guess the thing that got me into podcasting was getting to talk about music.
See, now those sound like great stories, hearing about the old guys like Albert King and things like that. Who has told you, you know, have you had any like good stories or the best story or something like that in all your interviews?
Oh, wow. Jimmy D'Lane, his father's stage name was Jimmy Rogers. He played in Muddy Waters All-Stars. Jimmy Lane said when he was a little kid, his dad would have friends from work come over, except his friends from work were all musicians. He'd have like Muddy Waters, Little Walter, B.B. and Albert King, Howlin' Wolf come over. He said he didn't know who these people were. He was just a little kid. He said he didn't care if this guy's name was Howlin' Wolf. Mr. Burnett shouldn't talk so loud. I just cracked up. I thought that was so funny, telling Howlin' Wolf not to be so loud.
Yeah, it is funny. All right, well, last but not least, Mark, where can we find your podcast?
Because I spotlight one artist each week, I decided to call the show A1ArtistSpotlight.com. But I found if you go to Google and type in A1 Artist, I usually pop up as the number one choice. So it's A1ArtistSpotlight.com.
All right, thank you very much, Mark, for coming on the show. One of the things we did at last week's roundtable is we looked at Google Analytics. You can find it at google.com/analytics, and there's actually a plugin that you can put into your WordPress, because what Google does is it puts a piece of code on every one of your websites, and then you can track interesting things about your visitors. Well, WordPress makes it very easy with a plugin. You put the code from Google Analytics into your WordPress, and you're done. And for members of the School of Podcasting, I'll have that tutorial ready on Tuesday. But here are some of the things I found out. Number one, 64%, 65 really, are using Internet Explorer. 27% are using Firefox. 7% are using Safari. 1% are using Mozilla. But other interesting things, such as, you know how you designate your blog and you want to be so many, you know, pixels wide. I think I have mine designed for 800 by 600, and you always wonder, hey, is somebody still using, you know, 640 by 480 or something? Well, I don't think you can even do that on most monitors today, but the most used resolution is 1024 by 768 on my website. This is from logicalweightloss.com at logicalloss.com. Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. Sorry about that. 38% use 1024 by 768. Second would be 1280 by 800. And I'm getting 664 visits in the last 30 days. People are spending a minute and 15 seconds on the website. That's rather interesting. And there are some things here. 83% of the people that come to the website are brand new. So there's all sorts of things that you can find about your visitors that you may not have even thought about. How many people, like if you're doing a show about Macs, you would think that most people would be running a Mac. In this case, 88% are using Windows, 10% are using Macs, and 0.75% are using a Linux machine, and 0.15% are using the iPhone. That I found interesting. So again, lots and lots and lots of fun little things that you can find out about your visitors. I was surprised to find out that 3.3% of the people that listen to the Logical Weight Loss Podcast are on dial-up. Yes, you can find out how many people are on dial-up. And I could go on and on and on and read you stat after stat. You can find where they're from in terms of what country. You can languages, browsers, screen colors, your traffic resources. So where are people coming from? Are they coming from Google searches? Are they coming from Yahoo searches? Are they coming from other websites? What are the top five? In my case, I have a, and you can customize this dashboard, But when I logged in, I could see that the top five, well, number one is my front page. But after my front page, the article about the top five diet pills that have been exposed has got 7% of my visitors. Why breakfast is important has got about 5%. The review of a body composition monitor got about another 5%. And Tranio versus Spark people got about another 4%, with 35% just going to the front page. I could bore you to tears telling you more and more stats, but the great thing is Google Analytics is free. It's not going to give you download information. It's going to tell you where your customers are coming from, where your visitors are coming from, how long they're staying, are they new, what kind of machine are they on. Things, remember, you kind of want to get to know your audience, and this is one way to get to know your audience, because you may be ready to throw a bunch of video on your website, and then you look and you see, well, gosh, maybe I'm from Texas. It's a podcast about Texas, and 24% of my audience is on dial-up. That may not be a great idea. So it's free, and for members of the School of Podcasting, I am working on a tutorial now to show you how to actually do this. It's not hard. You go to google.com/analytics. You sign up. They give you a piece of code. You put it on your website. Now, with WordPress, there's a WordPress plugin that you can put in, and I'll have a link to both Google Analytics and the plugin. And for those that need it at the School of Podcasting, I will have a tutorial showing you how to do this. That should be out tomorrow, actually. So that's really going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Our phone number, 888-563-3228. You can find everything we talked about today. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And last but not least, you can phone in your comments, 888-563-3228. Or if you're outside the U.S., try 234-542-0893. Thanks for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to subscribe to this in iTunes, it's very easy. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. And until next week, class dismissed.